Actually, it is not only a teacher incentive program, but it is within a project that we're already doing before. I think your listeners or yourself might be familiar with capitation grants. So within the capitation grants, which we have been providing together with the Ministry of Education since 2014, yeah, there was already an allowance for volunteer teachers within that system. So since this year, since we have recognized that there were some problems in 2016, that issues with salaries of teachers are not going, the decision actually was made by the ministry that there needs to be a solution for this. So we had discussions, several discussions with the ministry and also with our donor, and the decision that we had reached was that we need to try and include teachers who are actually on the payroll in that system.
Yes, so in other words, you're saying that this particular project is going to be paying the teachers. Is that, if I get it, you're right, is this what you're going to do?
Yes, we are going to increase, we're not paying salaries. I think that's something that we need to get correct, yeah? The incentive initiative was already part of the capitation grant. So in the past, what we had allowed schools to do is to only pay volunteer teachers, yeah? So within the capitation grant initiative, we had allowed schools to take up to 20% of the capitation grants to pay teachers who are not on payroll, yeah? However, for 2016, we have increased that margin to 60%. So also teachers who are on payroll and, of course, have not received any salary for 2016 can be part of that as well. So incentives, not salaries.
Great. Now, is this going to be all over the country?
Yes, correct. So any school across the country that is being qualifying for capitation grants, and there are several rules for that, are part of that process. And in general, in the past, schools that are government schools, community schools, faith-based schools, all qualify for that capitation grant.
Yes, in most of the public schools in the country, teachers have been complaining they've not been paid for quite some time now. How are you going to choose these teachers to be able to get these incentives than the rest of the teachers, because all of them literally have not been paid?
True. Well, I believe that, of course, no one kind of project or initiative can solve all of the problems. And this initiative has to be within a structure, yeah? So as long as you're a school that is part of the schools that are eligible for capitation grants, in a sense, if you are a teacher in one of those schools, you are definitely part of that process. However, of course, there's a lot of lobbying that is happening with the other partners. I'm sure you've heard of the several initiatives that are being proposed. Maybe the IMF might come in. Mm-hmm. And several other donors are also interested to look at ways at resolving this problem. So this initiative that we are taking off now, hopefully before the end of this month, will be, of course, a temporary thing, just to rescue the situation.
Yes, and how many teachers stand to benefit from this initiative, and for how long?
Right. At the moment, we have in our system, which is the South Sudan Schools Attendance Monitoring System, SAMS, you might have heard, or ANAFINI, we have a list of about 30,000 teachers, roughly, across the country. So all of the teachers within that system are part of that, will be covered by that. And at the moment, we're talking for this year, 2016, this academic year.
Now, what do you anticipate will be really the impact of this initiative?
Our hope is, of course, that our children can still learn. As you might have heard, there are several basically threats of strikes happening. Some schools have not opened for the second term. Some schools are actually closing down. Mm-hmm. So we're hoping that with this rescue package, we're able to, at least for 2016, rescue the situation while we think about what we can do for the longer term.
Do we know how much a teacher might be able to get per month in this incentive?
Yes. We have made some calculations, and basically our technical group as well as the ministry, and we're looking at an incentive. Again, I would like to stress that we're looking at about 200 SSP per teacher.
That is per month?
Per month, yes.
Yes. And what else is GIZ doing to respond to the challenges facing the education for girls in South Sudan? Tell us your other programs.
Yes. So the other stuff that we are doing on girls' education in South Sudan you might be aware, is the cash transfers to girls directly. So all girls across the country who are between primary 5 and secondary 4 receive an amount once a year to provide them with some basically income to buy shoes or bags or socks, whatever their needs could be that they require at that time. So that's an initiative that we did for 2014-15, and we're looking to, of course, do it again for 2016.
Yes, just before I let you go, talking about the money, 200 yes. SSP per teacher in a month, that's really, really small money. Or is it asking for too much?
Absolutely, Sabit, and I agree with you. And we all agree that if we can give more, we will give more. And this is a debate, and I'm sure there'll be many people calling and saying the same thing. But we feel that, first of all, we work within a budget, and that is what is affordable at the moment. So if we do more than that, then all teachers will not be able to get anything. So we spread that according to the number of teachers that we know are in primary schools, for example. Yeah, and based on the capitation grant that they receive, this is approximately what we can afford to cover all teachers equally. Otherwise, if we increase the amount, then some teachers will receive and some will not receive. We completely understand that this is not enough, but something is better than nothing.
Now, some schools, as you did mention clearly, some schools haven't opened for the second term. Some schools are closing down because teachers have not been paid. As someone who is working for the education of girls in the country, how does that make you feel?
Very worried. Very worried that the gains we have made in the last 3 years of the program are going to be lost. And this is exactly the reason why we pushed, to make sacrifices within other aspects of the program to make sure that we can provide for the incentive for the teachers. Because clearly, without teachers being in school, I think the whole program will collapse. So it's very worrying for all of us, and we're really putting our heads together with the ministry to think about how best we can rescue the situation. And for the moment, that's what we can do, but we're hoping that we can do more.
Akuja, what is your final remarks to my listeners right now?
Yes, what I'd like to say clearly that, again, it all goes back to the issue of the amount, that people... We beg people that they understand that the situation is very dire. We completely appreciate that the amount is not sufficient to cover the needs, but we're working together with the ministry to find better solutions. And if people can be patient and understand that without education, that the future of our country will not improve. Talking about the issue of salaries, if there's no generation of people who are going to be part of our economy, to make sure that we're in a better place in a couple of years, then I think what is happening now will be able to get into the same situation in a couple of years. So let's be strong, be patient. Remember that we are a country that is still growing, and we have to make several sacrifices and many sacrifices.